today, the big news in this country, the Canadian Athlete of the Year was awarded. Two-time winner now, Joey Votto. Won back in 2010. He won it again earlier today, 2017's Canadian Athlete of the Year. Well-deserved. His numbers were absolutely off the charts.
Oh, yeah.
And he joins us now. We've never caught up with Joey Votto. This is great. Congrats on the news. Thank you for doing this, Joey.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Brian and Craig, just want to make sure you guys can hear me okay.
Yeah, we got you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
We got you. Are you in Toronto? Where are you?
I'm down in California. I'm in the Venice area.
Okay. So take us through this. I mean, you've won it before, so you're a veteran when it comes to being named the Canadian Athlete of the Year. But this is, I mean, you've been up for MVPs. You've won MVPs. But we're talking baseball, hockey, baseball, basketball, every sport. You know, we all play up. There's a lot of people up here, and you were announced as the best Canadian athlete of 2017. How cool was that?
Very cool. Very cool. I have mentioned this before, but I have a great deal of admiration for all of the other athletes in their respective sports. I you know, I'll study them or I'll watch film on different athletes. So to be amongst the group that I won the award, but to just be amongst the group was very special to me. Male, female, no matter the sport, I'm very, very proud of being amongst that group, and to have been selected the winner is even better.
Well, as I said, your stats this year off the charts. Craig and I were talking about this earlier. You matched a stat that only two players in baseball history have ever put forth, and that would be Babe Ruth and Ted Williams. When you're in that kind of company, I mean, what does that mean to you to kind of set the standard and to put yourself in company like Babe Ruth and Ted Williams and great players of baseball's past?
It's not one of those things that you know is going to happen until after the season. And, I was surprised and thought it was very cool that I was amongst that group. There's a lot of fantastic players that I compete against who do wonderful things, and I just think that to be amongst the all-time greats in one particular category is really very, very cool. And those are two of my favorite players all time. I mean, I don't think I'm in the minority saying that, but I am a little bit of a I've had interest in the history of the sport, and those two fellas are legends. And to be the third amongst that group is very, very cool, very surprising, and I'm very happy about that.
How often have you compared your stats on any given season or after any given season compared to the great players of all time? Do you compare stats?
You know, I'd be lying if I said I didn't. I mean, I try not to look at them during the season, but after the season, I will say I've always kind of had a thing for the all-time greats, and my favorite baseball player of all time is Ted Williams, and I've met Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, and I grew up admiring some of the great players of the generation preceding mine. So I do look at that sort of thing, and I do try to compete with them, and it's something that I think keeps me interested. And this is not a different sort of category. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's won it four times, and Sidney's won it twice, and there's a few others that have won it multiple times, but you know, to be amongst this group is again, it has me looking at the greats in Canadian sporting history.
We're chatting with Joey Votto, who won the Lou Marsh Award today for the second time.
So, okay, so we talk about history, Joey, but we see how the game, you know, is, I mean, the adjustments, I mean, and how prolific you've been able to be, not just this year, but in the years leading up to this year. You know, with so much scouting, the pitchers having, you know, a book on Joey Votto, what are you doing to try to stay ahead of everybody that knows how prolific you are, and they're trying to make sure that you don't do the damage that you've been doing?
Yeah, I just try to bring awareness to my strengths and my weaknesses, and I just try to always beat people to the punch, beat my competition to the punch, and I don't think it's much more complicated than that. You know, of course, priority number one is physically being able to do my job, express my skills at close to their best on a daily basis. But other than that, you know, the scouting and all the data that the team supports us with, you know, I try to use all of that stuff to my benefit. You know, this is not uncommon. Most players are trying to do this sort of thing. So,
yeah, no, and I agree with you. But I mean, you hit for power, you hit for average, you're patient at the plate. I mean, it seems that we get these, you know, these stretches where, you know, it becomes a power game and then it becomes, you know, just get on base and take a lot of pitches. It seems that you just go along and do whatever is necessary at any given moment in time. And, you know, is that something that you really pride yourself on, to be able to play and be successful any way they want to try to play you?
Yeah, there's no there's no hard and fast rule. I think you always have to adapt and adjust, and I think you've always got to be a step ahead to be to perform at a high level. And I think that, I don't know, I think that you know, that's the sort of thing I try to do, and I think a lot of great players in general, you know, people and players in general try to do that. So I'm glad that the work I've done behind the scenes has paid off.
With Joey Votto here on Overdrive, he was announced as the Lou Marsh Award winner earlier today, Canadian Athlete of the Year, the second time he's won that. You're from Toronto. You're the greatest ball player in this city's history. And whenever Andrew Wiggins is in town, he's asked about playing for the Raptors. Whenever Connor McDavid's in town, he's asked about playing for the Leafs.
Connor's from Toronto?
He's from Newmarket, just outside. It counts.
That's not Toronto. Give me a break.
Yeah, hey, Joey, I'm glad you're calling him out on that.
We'll take
that
it.
North is not Bay. Toronto.
If McDavid was from North Bay, they'd be calling him from Toronto. All so right. Good for you.
I grew up on Lakeshore Park Lawn. I was a bike ride from Rogers Centre. And I don't even claim Toronto. So if Newmarket is Toronto, then I live at the corner of, you know, Queen and Young. Give me a break.
All right, Ontario then. Well, we're all from the same province. I mean, how often do you get bothered from friends and family back home about the idea of being a Blue Jay or even dream of ever playing for the Blue Jays?
I'm done dreaming about playing for teams. Fortunately been put in a position where I can play for a dream franchise, a historic franchise, the first major league franchise. I've got a beautiful uniform I get to put on. I got a fantastic number that's been mine since I was a rookie. I know the city. I know the people. I know my route to work. Played in the same stadium my entire career. You know, Toronto, that's I'm very happy for them. They've had a great run over the last little bit, but you know, I'm looking forward to Cincinnati's run, and I'm looking forward to being a part of that, and I'm looking forward to winning a couple rings before I'm done playing in a Reds uniform.
Well, they're lucky to have you, that's for sure. I mean, they're obviously they got a great player and great Canadian, and congrats again on winning the Lou Marsh a second time in your career, and really appreciate you taking some time for us today. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, to be fair to all the Toronto athletes, there's not really very many Toronto athletes. So to live in Toronto proper and to be an athlete, wow, that's quite an achievement. Most of us are just from outside of the city.
Just on the outside. Right.
I grew up in Mimico. I met Brandon Shanahan one time at a Raptors game, and mm-hmm. I said, "Hey, man, you're from Mimico. I just wanted to let you know. You were an inspiration to me as a professional athlete." And he didn't blow me off, but he didn't feel like he had the time of day. So
right.
let Brandon know I've got two of these and he's got none. So thank you very much.
We'll send that along to him. We will make sure he knows who you are now. We'll make sure he's aware of that.
I don't mean it. I'm just playing around. Yeah. Anyway, thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Joey. Thanks for doing this. Congrats again. All right, Joey Votto. Shanahan won't be big time in him ever again.
That was great. That was great.
Mimico. There's something about Mimico, though, where like they refuse to accept the Toronto city limits. Like, they're like, I'm not from Toronto, I'm from Mimico. Like, I understand that if you're from Mississauga.
I did like the way he shut you down on McDavid being from Toronto.
He played for the GTHL.
He moved from Newmarket to come down and play.
That's right. Yeah. If you played in Toronto, the GTHL, even though there are teams from outside of Toronto, like Mississauga, Vaughan,
Markham. There's lots of guys. Guys from Peterborough come and play for them for the GATHL.
I hear you.
Anyway, he was great.
He's great. Great player.
Well, I
and
think
that's the right answer to give. If you're a Reds fan, you should be ecstatic with that answer.
Well, the other thing I will say really quick, too, is that when you consider the success that he has, like all great players, right? I mean, there's more focus on trying to get him out. And all they do is just stay on top of it, whether mm-hmm. you're Crosby, whether you're Joey Votto. I mean, that is so impressive. And he said behind the scenes, well, behind the scenes is working very well. Because
yeah,
when he gets into the spotlight, he is terrific.
His numbers are off the chart. So shout out to Joey Votto and winning another Lou Marsh. I wouldn't be shocked if he won another one before his career came to an end.
No, not at all.